Brock's fine. I make kids smiling all the time. He's always upbeat. He's got a lot of confidence in himself. He did a lot of good things that day. Completed a lot of passes, you know, for a young quarterback. And he knows he's going into a really tough place to play this week, and he's going to have to play really well for his team. So, you know, I'm proud of Brock. I've said that over and over again. He's doing a good job for his team. His team knows how hard he works, and he's got a lot of confidence in himself.
Went back to the drawing board, make sure we're physical, make sure we're all on the same page and we're doing our jobs the right way.
I know this team will be up for the challenge. We understand the challenge ahead of us. The Steelers are a phenomenal football team. They're very well coached. You know, they have a great home field advantage, and we understand all those things. So we're going to prepare hard this week, and we'll be ready to go.
Welcome back to the BTV Live pregame show, and now we're pleased to be joined by KOA News Radio's Andy Lindahl. And Andy, the Broncos remain upbeat despite some red zone struggles last week.
Well, and for good reason. It's not about that you haven't gotten down there and been able to make plays. I mean, you've just missed your opportunities. They had Virgil Green wide open in the red zone last week, missed him, dropped a couple of end zone passes that would have been touchdowns. So it's not necessarily that nothing's working. You just got to execute what they give you.
Yeah, Matt, same thing. They were 0-for-3 down in the red zone. Andy mentioned the drop passes, but some O-line struggles as well.
Right, they had a tough time rushing the ball. You think about Ronnie Hillman running east-west instead of north and south just because there wasn't any opportunity for him to run downhill. You also, as Andy mentioned, you know, Virgil Green wide open in the back of the end zone. That's a tough one to miss. And Coach Kubiak said, had they converted even one of those opportunities, that Raiders game is totally different.
Yeah, and you mentioned the red zone running. The Broncos rushed for 34 yards on 21 attempts. That's definitely not going to cut it, especially if the Broncos want to play with that physicality.
You know, you just have to refocus and just go back to your basics and get everything going. You know, we're too good to not to score in the red zone or period, you know, just to be held to that many points. So it was frustrating. But I think that, you know, we get back to, you know, our basics and get going and getting back to, you know, being accountable for what we do and our position, we'll be okay.
You know, sometimes you just have to make a play, whether that's breaking a tackle or making a man miss in the hole. You know, everything's not going to be perfect all the time. So sometimes you just have to go out there and make a play. And you have to smell that end zone when you're that close. You know, 7 is always better than 3.
What did you see as the red zone problems last week?
Effectively running the ball. I think we put our guys in a tough situation with those. I mean, certainly when you run the ball, it makes life a little easier in the red zone. And then just execution is the biggest thing. And that's what hurt us in the second half. We just didn't execute.
And let's take a closer look at that running game, Andy. Last week against the Raiders, it certainly seemed like the Broncos missed C.J. Anderson.
Well, they did. Now, you thought that maybe Juwan Thompson would be able to pick up the slack for him. Didn't quite work out that way. They've got to block it up better. And I guess if there's good news for the Broncos today, most of their higher output run games have come as far as yardage totals against 3-4 defensive alignments. So let's hope that they can take advantage of this Pittsburgh one today. Although this is a very good front 7. Don't kid yourselves. They're always about the defense here in Pittsburgh. So they're going to have to get it going. Hopefully CJ can go, but, you know, you get nervous because he's got that ankle injury. You never know when one of those may flare up mid-game. If it does, Juwan Thompson has got to be ready to kind of fill that hammer back role that I think they were missing last week.
The Broncos have only averaged 46 rushing yards in their 3 losses this season. How important is it that they get that running game going early and often?
Well, it's extremely important for the balance, and we did see that last week. And, of course, everybody will say it's important because of the pass rush. Now, I also want Bronco fans and everyone else to remember, not everybody has Khalil Mack coming off the edge. He's as much a Von Miller as Von Miller. They're going to be 2 great pass rushers to watch, especially if they stay in the same division. So you don't necessarily have a guy quite the caliber of Khalil Mack today, but you always want balance. That's what's made this thing work. That's what makes Gary comfortable, and you want to stay on schedule. If they can do that, then maybe they can take advantage of what's a weaker Steelers secondary.
Yeah, the run game is important because Brock Osweiler has been sacked 17 times in roughly 17 quarters. That's something they're definitely focused on correcting.
Brock is a great quarterback, and if he just has time to make plays, you know he's going to make them. So we need to do a better job of protecting him, and you know that's on us. And we're going to go out here, like I said, this week of practice and regroup and really just focus on that.
Like we keep saying, we know we've met as an offense, met an offensive line. Just that we all got to do our job, got to do better, got to play within ourselves, use our technique, and hopefully that gets us to where we need to get.
Anytime there's anything that goes wrong with the offense, I believe the quarterback's the first person that needs to fix something. So, yeah, of course, I can get the ball out sooner. In the backed-up situation, where's my quickest option to get the ball out? So I'm always going to look at myself first, and of course there's areas that I can work on.
Our thank you to KOA News Radio's Andy Lindahl. Mace is back with us now. And, Mace, let's kind of wrap about what we just heard there from Brock Osweiler, the sacks. How do the Broncos correct that?
Well, first of all, you got to protect them a little bit better when you've got passing intensive situations where you want to maximize your targets. Look, your tackles are going to be left one-on-one. They've got to hold up very well. And then Osweiler's got to have a little bit better feel for the pass rush. He's got to know when to step up. Gary Kubiak talked about it this week. Sometimes he gets caught drifting in the pocket a little bit and not making a commitment forward. You know, Osweiler's got good speed, got good footwork. He just needs to learn, to better use that going forward. And when he does, I think he's going to be more successful as a quarterback and cut that way too high sack rate.
And Matt, the sacks problem, like Andy mentioned, not every team has Khalil Mack, but the Steelers certainly know how to get after the quarterback.
Oh, they do. And like we've said, they're very tough at home. The pass rush hasn't been what they would have hoped it would have been. They have given up quite a few points to the offense that's had to carry them so far this year, or at least in the past five games. As we mentioned, 4-1 in the last five, 5-2 at home this year. A lot of that has to do with the offense, but don't sleep on this pass rush. They definitely know how to get it done.
Okay, well, we're getting a little bit closer to kickoff now, so let's take a look at the Broncos inactives for today. They will be, of course, without Peyton Manning, Laurenti McCray, T.J. Ward, Omar Bolden, Sam Brenner, Darius Kilgo, and then the big one here that we thought would be a game-time decision, Darian Stewart. Mace, what does it mean that he's not in there?
Well, it's huge. Now you've got both of your starting safeties that are out because T.J. Ward's been out since late in the first quarter of the Patriots game. So you're looking at David Bruton Jr. He's coming off that knee injury that he had 2 weeks ago in San Diego. You hope he can hold up. He was full practice on Friday. That was a good sign. But you're going to see a lot of Josh Bush and then a lot of Shiloh Kao potentially in the dime package where you move the safety into one of the linebacker spots. Although that being said, they could change that up. Maybe you see more nickel with Trevathan and Brandon Marshall both working instead of one being out. Maybe you see some Kayvon Webster. Maybe Bradley Roby sees some time at safety. There's a lot of directions the Broncos could go today, but it's going to be tough without your starting safeties.
And with that Steelers passing attack, Matt, no Darian Stewart back there. What do you think that means for Ben Roethlisberger?
I think that means the pass rush is going to have to be essential. Getting early to Ben Roethlisberger is going to be key because if he feels like he's comfortable, that means he's going to hold the ball longer and put more pressure on the safeties, put more pressure on those DBs. And when you start to take shots with guys like Wheaton, guys like Bryant, it's going to make things very difficult for, like May said, guys like Josh Bush, Shiloh Kao, guys who don't necessarily have a ton of in-game experience with this defense.
Okay, well, there's one segment left on the BTV Live pregame show. When we come back, we'll close out the show like we always do with Mace's Three Keys.